Consumer Watch with Wayne Nola on East Coast Breakfast.
Always nice when a lovely lady joins us on East Coast Breakfast.
It's a windy lady.
Hello, Wendy. How
Hello,
are you?
Hello, Darren. I'm fine. No, foodie issues going on this week in Consumer Watch.
And I'm so interested to find out that you're taking on the timeshare industry. I thought it was one of those uncrackable, unflappable industries that you couldn't weigh in on. It seems no, that's not the case.
Well, I'm not personally doing the tackling, but the National Consumer Commission, or the NCC, is finally conducting public hearings around the country. About the industry, and hard done by timeshare consumers are being invited to come and tell their stories in person with a view to coming up with a single piece of legislation that will be used to properly regulate this controversial law unto themselves industry to a large extent.
Fascinating.
Okay, so the hearings began in Pretoria last week and then they moved to Cape Town this week, wrapping up there today, and it will be Durban's turn on Monday the 24th and Tuesday the 25th of July. So it's 11 days or so.
So what sorts of things are people going to be complaining about?
It's quite a long list.
Yes, I know. It's just the top 10.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's go to the top three or four. They echo the sort of complaints that I've received over the years. Number one gripe is the refusal of holiday clubs such as Quality Vacation Club and Club Leisure Group to cancel timeshare contracts. Mm-hmm. So basically people are locked in not only for their life and, you know, being forced to pay whatever levies are demanded of them that are completely out of touch with inflation or whatever, unless it increases. But when these people die, their children inherit the burden and their children's children. And I have a case study about just that coming up. Mm. Then the overselling of limited accommodation, which leads consumers to being told that they can't get bookings. Someone said they couldn't even get an off-peak midweek booking in some local sort of not hotshot resort. Mm-hmm. Then exorbitant levies being charged for the upkeep and maintenance of facilities owned by the holiday clubs. This despite, and get this, despite a 2014 SARS directive which states that levies cannot be charged to people who do not have a title deed and who do not own a property. They own points, right? Those timeshare or vacation ownership, the new preferred term, consumers who've been digging deep for levies while not deriving any benefit for their timeshare weeks or points must be feeling a little bit sick at that news.
Mm. So what about the way people get signed up in the first place? The whole, you've won a prize and all you have to do is come to the presentation that has been going for the last couple of decades.
Yes, they refine it a little bit here and there, but that's essentially what it is. The marketing of these holiday contracts has come under fire for a very long time. People are lured to presentations under false pretenses in many cases, then about winning the prize, and then hit with a very slick hard sell where lots is said about all the wonderful holidays and the fantastic investment that it's supposed to be, but very little, if anything, about the levies and the fact that you're not going to be able to give your points away, let alone sell them for the rest of your days.
And the fact that you and your children
it's a burden,
for
not
the rest
an investment.
Of your life are gonna be,
So the big problem is so many people who have signed up for these timeshare deals ultimately or inherited them feel completely powerless in the face of these holiday companies. Mm. Patricia DeBray, and he has that case study I was talking about, she lives in Hillcrest and her story is particularly shocking. Her father inherited his mother's timeshare, so her grand, at a KZN South Coast resort in 1993 when she could no longer afford the levies. Yeah. He then tried to sell this week, couldn't, and when he passed away early last year, Patricia called the company to tell them that that had happened, that he'd passed away, and to ask him to cancel the contract or take back the week. And all she was told was, we'll discuss this with the trustees, but that never happened. This trustee was ill, and so on. The excuses were trotted out, and that levy burden has now become Patricia's. She says, you would think it would be in their interest to take back that week and rent it out or sell it, but they're just not interested, which shows you what a truly shoddy investment this is. Why don't they repossess the so-called asset as they would a car or a lounge suite. Oh. Take it.
That's a good point.
Yeah, because they want the levies. Most of the complaints are coming from people who own holiday points as opposed to timeshare, and many of them were persuaded actually to convert their timeshare into points. To those people, the legal advice that I've had and read about is just cancel. Lifetime contracts have never been legal in this country. And they are so-called prohibited conduct under the Consumer Protection Act.
Oh.
So you can cancel any contract within 20 business days notice. Meanwhile, those public hearings continue, and for many, the chance to tell their stories and share their frustrations is a huge relief and quite intoxicating.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so, and here's an interesting bit. Industry whistleblowers are welcome too. The Commissioner, Ibrahim Mohammed, has encouraged whistleblowers to tell all, and they can do so confidentially. All they have to do is email the inquiry panel, and I'll put that address on the blog. So anyone who's worked in the industry and has some secrets to tell, very welcome to come and tell them, and wouldn't that be illuminating?
This is definitely going to be a to-be-continued story.
Absolutely.
Listen, I don't want to come across, I think I have come across as a sort of picking on the timeshares, but it does seem to be a bit of a monopoly that you are locked into, and I can only see good coming out of this.
Absolutely. Look, some have benefit, especially the old school type timeshare, they've benefited and had lovely family holidays, but there are many, many, many people in this country whose lives are made a misery by this commitment to this deal. If you're listening and you want to attend the hearings, as I said, Monday the 24th and Tuesday the 25th of July, I did ask the commission yesterday for the venue, and they haven't finalized it yet. So as soon as we know, we'll put it on the blog and I'll mention it next week.
Cool. And again, we cannot mention this enough, all whistleblowers are welcome.
Yes, we'll put the address that you can email, and they'll arrange a private little hearing.
It
won't be in public here.
All right. Thank you very much, Wendy. All these details will be up on our website, ecr.co.za. Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Darren. Darren, Kerry and Skye. East Coast Breakfast.